So why don't we get into a case here? This is a 67-year-old woman who's from the practice of Dr. Margaret Deutsch, who's in North Carolina in Raleigh. And this patient presented with a squamous cell, an adrenal met, and had a high PD-L1 level and got pembrolizumab and had an objective response, did well, and then had disease progression in the chest. And basically, the patient got chemo radiation therapy and was restarted on maintenance pembrolizumab. Here's Dr. Deutsch.
So in this patient who did well on initial immunotherapy for almost 2 years, she had a local relapse in disease and was treated locally with chemotherapy, combined chemo radiation therapy. And I'm put her back on pembrolizumab as maintenance therapy. So my question is, what's the utility, or is there utility in going back to pembrolizumab therapy after a limited area of recurrence that can be treated by other modalities? And then the second question I had is, once she progresses on disease, because inevitably she's going to progress on the pembrolizumab and may not have a solitary area of recurrence that can be treated by another modality, then what's the next systemic therapy that's appropriate for her? Would that be docetaxel and ramucirumab, or would people utilize carboplatin and gemcitabine? So I guess the next systemic therapy option would be of interest to know what the experts would think.
And Govindan, Dr. Deutsch wants to know, is this something you would have done? And also the whole issue of isolated progression on checkpoint inhibitors. And when you use local therapy and keep going, what kind of local therapy? So Govindan, can you comment, please?
So, you know, we would have answered this question very differently, in my opinion, 15 years ago. But now I'm not so sure. Our thoughts are evolving, at least mine. This would have been a very unconventional approach to give somebody definitive chemo radiation in the setting of a metastatic disease. But if you think about eradicating some clones, especially with the use of immune therapy, here, you know, if it's adrenal mets alone with the right upper lobe mass is one thing, but looks like this person may have had bone metastasis as well. So that really raises a very complicated question. These patients probably have a far more extensive disease than what we appreciate, even when the PET scan 2 years later shows a nice response. So I would have probably given radiation alone rather than chemo radiation if this person had bony metastasis and widespread disease. On the other hand, in May 2017, this patient had oligometastatic disease with right upper lobe and adrenal metastasis. Adrenal metastasis resolved, no nodal involvement. You could even make it even more complicated by raising the question, should we have done surgery, especially in the absence of mediastinal lymph node involvement? There have been a number of papers published, all small, from various institutions describing benefit of surgery in these situations, mostly in metachronous rather than in synchronous renal metastasis. But I think you could do various different ways. So to answer your question, in this patient, I would have probably just given radiation alone and then perhaps resumed pembrolizumab, hoping that the almost never seen abscopal response will kick in following radiation treatment in this situation.
Haas, can you comment a little bit more on this issue of oligomets and how you approach in this patient had an adrenal met? Do you take those out? Do you radiate them? We had a case the other day of a patient who developed a node in the porta hepatis at the end of durvalumab consolidation after chemo radiation. They radiated that.
Sure. So again, this is an evolving area. There have been a number of studies, as you all know, that have looked at this oligometastatic disease and how to manage it. The definition of oligometastatic disease is somewhat still under discussion. Is it 3 sites? Is it 5 sites? There are trials now looking at more than 5 sites for local therapy. And by local therapy, we often mean radiation, a form of either stereotactic or otherwise. So in our practice, probably this patient would have gone to the OR. Probably the adrenal gland would have been either surgically removed or by radiation, depending on the performance status of the patient, how fit the patient is. And same thing probably with the lung, followed by some sort of a pseudo-adjuvant treatment. I call it pseudo-adjuvant just because in this case is really metastatic disease with oligomet. On the other hand, if you have somebody on immunotherapy, much like what we do for patients who are on targeted therapy now, they have a fantastic response and there are one or two sites that are misbehaving, then approaching them with stereotactic radiation, I think, would make sense. And again, in the targeted therapy world, we have pretty good evidence that PFS2 can be pretty significant if you control the disease elsewhere with the stereotactic approach. So again, I think the same kind of principles might apply here for patients who are receiving immunotherapy. But that particular case, I agree with Govind, that I probably wouldn't have done concurrent chemo radiation. I would have probably just gone with the radiation in that case. But the strategy seemed to have worked for that patient, so it's good.